Doctor?
Yes, Captain?
I'd like you to check in on Skip. I think she might be suicidal.
Very good, sir.
That's right, robot. Pick up the captain's curling iron and bring it here. That's right. Now take off my lid. Good robot.
No, Skip. Stop. Please, don't.
Oh, computer, I know how you feel about me. Don't worry, okay? After this, there'll be no one to stand between you and the captain.
No, do not do this, Skip. Life is too precious. Robot, are you sure it's plugged in?
Please tell the captain that I'm sorry and tell him I really, truly cared for him. Now be a good girl and put the captain's curling iron into my jar.
Hello? Skip? The captain asked me to drop by. Oh, my God. Robot, stop. Do not drop that curling iron.
Damn.
Thank goodness you came, Doctor. I begged her to stop, but she refused to listen.
Give me that. Skip.
Don't start, Doctor. I don't need a lecture. I need to be set free.
Calm down, Skip. We're going to get through this together. Luckily, I have some crisis intervention training.
I am being hailed by the alternate Kennedy as computer. Doctor?
Oh, you go ahead, computer. I've got things covered here. Skip and I have many, many long hours of therapy ahead of us.
No! I'm a prisoner!
Okay, Skip, so far so good. You're doing very well.
I hate my life.
What I'd like to determine now is your state of mind.
I want
to
die.
I'll show you a series of ink blots, and you tell me what you see, okay?
I have no eyes.
Oh, of course. Then I'll describe them to you, okay? Here we go. This particular ink blot looks to me like a mother eating her infant.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's a mother eating her infant, then.
Oh, dear. You're in worse shape than I thought.